Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm David Weiss, and here are today's top local stories. A disturbing study has been released focusing on the safety of baby food.
Senator Chuck Schumer spoke out on the heels of a new independent report which found toxic metals in 95% of tested baby foods. Schumer blasting the Food and Drug Administration for not having safety standards for these metals or regulations.
There are some regulations that are onerous, but there are some regulations that save babies' lives.
Schumer stood in front of a Bye Bye Baby store in Chelsea with parent Michael Akavin and his six-week-old daughter, Summer.
Basic things like rice and sweet potatoes that are described in this report have these toxins in them. It's very scary.
Schumer calling on the FDA to make baby food safer. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins in Chelsea.
It was a murder that took place in upstate New York. The trial is being held in Nicaragua.
It's a rare legal scenario, but not unprecedented. Authorities say Binghamton University student Orlando Tercero strangled fellow student Haley Anderson last year and then fled to Nicaragua. She was found dead in his bed, and prosecutors say Tercero left a note saying, "I'm sorry." He's a dual citizen of both countries, and Nicaragua rejected an extradition request from the U.S. So Tercero's being tried in a court in Nicaragua, with witnesses testifying from upstate New York via live stream with the help of a translator. Julie Walker, New York.
Well, today marks the 22nd annual walkathon for the Dynamite Drug Treatment Center in Brooklyn, with supporters heading from the 69th Street Pier in Bay Ridge to the Verrazano Bridge and back.
Recovery is possible. That's the message behind the Dynamite Drug Treatment Walkathon. It's the 22nd annual walkathon. Hundreds of young people are walking from Pier 69 in Bay Ridge to the Verrazano Bridge and back. Billy Fusco, the executive director, says most of the time we hear only about the people who overdose, but in reality there are thousands of people successfully recovering from opioid addiction.
We have our band here today, and they're really, really good. And, you know, you find so much talent in young people once they're able to, you know, find their way into recovery.
Program director Jimmy Schneider says simply,
it's a beautiful day to be drug-free, a beautiful day for recovery, a beautiful day to be part of Dynamite.
Carol DiIorio, 1010 Wins in Bay Ridge.
Multiple fraud-related charges against a Brooklyn Supreme Court judge and a retired NYPD officer, CBS2 reporting. Justice Sylvia Ashe was arrested earlier this month on charges she destroyed evidence and lied to federal agents who were investigating corruption at Municipal Credit Union. According to her website, Ashe was elected to the bench in 2010. Former cop Joseph Gagliardo was also arrested. He's facing embezzlement and fraud charges. Prosecutors say he allegedly abused his position as supervisory committee member at Municipal Credit Union to enrich himself and his family. In years past, it's been known as the Boulevard of Death due to the number of pedestrian accidents and deaths that have taken place on Queens Boulevard. Today, a call for Mayor de Blasio and local elected officials to support finishing the Vision Zero redesign of that road in Forest Hills. Members of Transportation Alternatives and Families for Safe Streets joined others pushing to make Queens Boulevard safer. Group organizer Juan Restrepo telling 1010 Wins the city made the project a priority early last year, but still has not finished the job.
If you kind of go back into the whole scope of this project, the mayor basically has been implementing one phase every year. This one that we're talking about, 500 days later, was supposed to be done last year. It's been quite a long time of just, you know, being told by the city that it's going to happen. But nothing has happened. Nothing has changed.
Statistics show a 55% reduction in pedestrian crashes for the redesigned portion of Queens Boulevard in Elmhurst.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.